You're listening to SBS News.
Treating the fractures that result from osteoporosis is costing Australia's health system more than $3 billion a year. However, despite that, only half of Australians who suffer a break actually go on to take the vital scan that picks up the condition. Marilyn Laws admits that she'd never given osteoporosis a thought, but after falling and breaking her arm last year, she was dismayed when she was diagnosed with the condition.
It was only about 3 or 4 months later that I received a call from the osteoporosis refracture prevention clinic to say that I was a prime candidate given my condition of my break and my age. So I actually had to go in, and that's when I had my first bone density test, and that's when they went through a whole lot of things and discovered that my condition was very severe. In fact, I was off the scale. So I was so shocked that this could happen to me, because I've been so fit, I've been so healthy, I've never had any issues, and that it could happen to me, and also that I had no prior history of it in my family.
A simple bone mineral density scan is the best way to identify osteoporosis. However, Greg Lubomirski, the CEO of Healthy Bones Australia, is concerned that not enough Australians are getting checked.
Of course it is an epidemic, because the rate of underdiagnosis and rate of undertreatment is very high. We have to be responsible, and we have to make sure that there is a call to action.
An online self-assessment survey of 88,000 Australians found that nearly 40% are at risk of developing osteoporosis, and it's not just affecting the elderly. Of those who reported a fracture, more than half were between 50 and 60 years old, and 80% were not taking any preventative medication for the condition. Professor Peter Wong, a Westmead hospital specialist, says that there are clear signs to look out for.
So if someone has a low trauma fracture, and by that we mean a fracture or broken bone following a fall from a standing height, that is a really powerful indicator of underlying osteoporosis.
Experts are encouraging all Australians over the age of 50 to take a simple online assessment. If deemed to be at risk, a bone density examination can then be done to find out if they have the condition, with the cost fully reimbursed. Left undiagnosed, the long-term impacts of the disease on health can be devastating. But Professor Wong says that for those who get treatment early, the outcomes are entirely different.
So the medications that we have not only thicken your bones, but they lower your risk of breaking a bone by between 30 and 50%. So they lower your chance of breaking another bone and allow you to have, you know, the independence to work, to look after your family, to play with the grandkids, to exercise, to all the stuff that you want to do.
For those suffering with the condition, the improvement to their quality of life is well worth it. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.